In this screencast, we're going to show you how to draw the hash marks using a single ellipse with a dash pattern. You can definitely draw each of these hash marks as an individual white line, but there's actually a nice, much more elegant way to do it, actually, with a single ellipse with a dash pattern, a custom dash pattern. So what we're going to start off with is we're going to use the ellipse tool. But before we do that, we're going to make sure that everything else that I don't want to touch is locked. So the second hand, I want to lock that. I just worked on that. And so with the watch selected, with the blue border around the watch, I'm going to use the ellipse tool to draw an ellipse around where those hash marks are going to be. I'm going to take the fill off because I'm not going to really use that. And in this case, I'm going to modify the position of these, and I can zoom in to make sure I get it right. And I'm going to do it, in this case, to the outer edge of where those hashes are. And I'm going to go along all the edges to make sure that we get this as accurate as we can. That looks pretty good on the bottom. And then on the left-hand side, we need to move it in a little bit. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to modify my stroke thickness so that it fills to at that point. And so I can see this, I'm going to make this somewhat opaque, so I can see through it as I'm designing it. So I think probably at a 45% that should be fine. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to expand the appearance tab where I see two properties which I'm going to start playing with. One is called the stroke dash array, and one's called the stroke dash offset. And what I can do is I can start modifying some values or coming up with some values. Let's just say some values like that. 0.1 and 1. What you see is a little bit of a rounding error there. So, and actually a better way to do this is go to the split view, and we're going to modify this XAML directly by hand, because we want to try a bunch of different options. And there we go. There are the properties that I'm interested in. The stroke dash array. And so if I see that they look like they're the right thickness, but the spacing between them looks to be a bit big. So I can try 0.9. And that looks like it's a bit small, so 0.95. And it still looks like, it still looks off, and this is where I modify my stroke dash offset. So modifying the stroke dash offset, it lets me see that I am actually getting pretty close to all those points. So that stroke dash offset, and if I look all around the watch, looks like I'm getting pretty close to the actual design, and it looks like I need to make this either a fraction bigger or a fraction smaller. And by playing with these values, I can start getting this all the way around, let's say negative 0.61, or try 0.59. So you see, as we are modifying these points, okay, well, those now match up. That looks really good. And I'm seeing that as it goes around, it's slightly too big, and then we're getting a much larger delay, a much larger gap as we're going around. It's sort of the error is adding up. So let's just say 675. Actually, I don't need to modify that one. I need to 950. And it's 949. And we're getting it very close. So as we're going around here, it just takes a little bit of fiddling with these numbers until you get something that is accurate enough. And it just takes a little bit of time, but I think you'll get it after a while. And doing that is one way of using dash patterns to design a hash or second hashes.